two injuries. There's a story this morning, he has a shoulder fracture and a torn labrum. You could shut him down for the year. I think Case Keenum gets you to the playoffs. You're a wild card, you're not winning the division. You have a multitude of options, but when you have an offensive line this good, and you have a coach this good, don't close any doors. Do not close any doors. All right. And I guarantee you, all the pom-pom players will be sleeping. Can I spend like 10 minutes crushing Vegas? Right? One of the options is play Baker 2 years paying. But if you're paying $35 million and you have to get rid of one of these offensive linemen, you have made a mistake. Because that's as good as offensive line get in the NFL. It is 5 new and complex. You have a backup through there. So if Phil Simms came out, and Joe Burrow, I think Joe Burrow's going to have a very interesting weekend against Baltimore. Baltimore played so many big emotional games back. A little upset here. Cincinnati can play well. I called them. I said they're going to upset Green Bay. They didn't. They got very close. But Phil Simms said that Joe Burrow is a modern-day Joe Montana. And I thought to myself, that's really not the standard of what I'm looking for. And I love Joe Montana. What I'm looking for is Mahomes and Josh Allen. 6'4", 6'5", 6'6", wildly powerful arm, plus mobility, can run around. Folks, if you look at football today, you see it every weekend with a lot of teams. No running back set. No running back. Four wide. Because of the scheme changes and the innovation and advances in football by coaches, and because of the rule changes, the standard has changed for quarterbacks. I'm not looking for the next Joe Montana. I'm looking for the next Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. Saying you're looking for the next Joe Montana is like in basketball, saying you're looking for the next Tim Duncan. Both are a compliment. I'm not looking for the next Tim Duncan. I want somebody as big as Duncan that can shoot threes. I'm looking for the next Kevin Durant. Don't get me wrong, saying the next Montana, oh, that's nice. Say you're the next Duncan. That's nice. That's not standard. Because of analytic changes in basketball and rule changes, I am looking for the next Kevin Durant. And in football, I am looking for the next Patrick Mahomes. And so the comps have changed. I'm not looking for the next Chrysler. I'm looking for the next Tesla. I'm not looking for the next landline phone. I'm waiting for the next iPhone. If Joe Burrow's comp is Joe Montana, I think in 2021 football, you win a lot of games, you probably don't win a Super Bowl. Now people say, well, what about Brady? Tom is the greatest player in the history of the league. We don't do comparisons to Tom Brady, so we won this show. Nobody compares to Tom Brady. Also, Tom is grandfathered in. He is now the best pre-snap quarterback in the history of the league. Peyton Manning is the only one that can even argue. Tom's got the game, and it's a cheat code. He's seen everything. He knows what you're doing. You can mask it. It doesn't matter. Don't compare anybody to Brady. And by the way, if Brady was available today, who knows if he gets cracked? He's not even starting. He's not even starting all the time, maybe. But it just goes to show you, and this is what I love about football, and I do like analytics, is like the comps have changed. Football just keeps, I always say, it used to be a term that was used on every broadcast with alligator. Receivers would not go over the middle. Now, teams will send everybody over the middle, because you can't get anybody else in. And it has completely changed the offense. It used to be most of your throws were up the side. Now, and that's a low percentage. You go over the middle. And with all the spacing going on in football now, you go four wide with no back. If your quarterback like Kyler Murray, I don't know how you consistently stop him. I don't know how you consistently stop Patrick Mahomes. I don't know how you consistently stop Lamar Jackson. As Lamar gets better in the pocket, I don't know the answer. You put what they call a spy on him? Well, they're not as fast as Kyler. They're not as clever as Lamar.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Warner Brothers Pictures and Legendary Pictures present two. From Academy Award-nominated director Denis Villeneuve, experience the big-screen adaptation of Frank Herbert's